Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Patrick Metlock. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ here in Southgate, Michigan, where we are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. Thank you, Danielle, for everything that you do in hosting this broadcast every single day, weekday, Monday through Friday. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, the minister there in Smyrna, for your willingness to be able to share this ministry with myself and others. I want to thank each and every one of you who have called the number 319-527-6203, and as well as those who are on the Facebook Live simulcast that I've decided to run concurrently with the Blog Talk radio call. So we appreciate every single one of you. We take none of you for granted. Today is Gratitude Tuesday, as we've designated it. This is number 59 as I've been counting them. And I'd like to dedicate today's broadcast to a fine, dedicated saint and servant who we heard yesterday morning passed, and her name is Imogene Sanders, one of the faithful saints there in Tallahassee, Florida. And so my heart goes out to Sharon, who looks like she's on the call, as well as the entire Clark and Sanders family, as well as all of those there in Tallahassee who are mourning that loss. So this devotional is dedicated to her and is being delivered in her memory. I've called today's devotional, Please Take Out the Trash, or the Please Take Out the Garbage, either way. And I'm hoping that you'll receive it for what I am attempting to do with that, because I really want to make sure that as we continue to live our lives, that we're able to live our lives in a spiritual way and to be able to give God the glory as a result. Not sure if you can see my question. I think I just opened it so that various ones of you can see it. But the question, quite simply, is what day is trash day? What day is trash day? For those of you that are on Facebook, you can put that in your chat. There is ones of you who know my cell number, 248-842-8185. You can text it to me if you're wanting to respond to that. But what day is trash day? I am now living in a neighborhood where trash day is Friday. And I think I've lived in neighborhoods where trash day was Friday before. As I recall, in Tallahassee, trash day was Thursday for me. I can't remember what trash day was in Lathrop Village, but when I lived here in Michigan before, that was just so long ago now, that detail has just slipped away. But a lot of us are really diligent about making sure that our cans and our recyclables are out and out on time, so that they can be picked up. We had an experience in my street and in my immediate neighborhood last 2 weeks ago now, where the trash wasn't picked up timely. At least the recyclables wasn't, and so it was kind of it kind of threw us off to have our cans out there beyond Friday, beyond Saturday. And as I recall, I believe they didn't pick the recyclables up till Tuesday, and then they ended up coming back and fitting their regular cycle on that following or this last Friday. And so it's kind of important that you have a garbage day that is on point with where you are and what you're trying to do. What day is garbage day? Put it in the chat real quick. because I'm going to really challenge you and encourage you to also kind of have a habit of what trash day is and what it looks like for your spiritual life. So the Bible talks a lot about trash, about essentially putting aside the things that you need to not have in your life. Romans chapter 13 and verse number 12, the night is almost gone. The day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. And there are reasons why we the trash when we do. We do it because we don't need what we're throwing out anymore. Gets used up. And spiritually, there's something to be said for putting out or putting aside things that are now no longer needed. Paul says in that passage that the gift, if that's the gift that keeps on giving over in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 22, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit. The idea of those things that are no longer wanted, that are no longer needed. Some of those old habits that we know really aren't really a part of who we are today, those are things that need to be thrown out. I know people say if you have something that you haven't used in so long, then it needs to be tossed. We have those emails that we need to delete, or we have the room that's just now just full of clutter. Those are things that clearly, if you're not using them, we want to throw those out. You might throw something out because it's rotten and it stinks. Well, that same passage over in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 25 starts, therefore laying aside falsehood, speak truth to each other with your neighbor, for ye are members one of another. And verse 29 later says, let corrupt communication be removed from your mouth. The idea of those things that we say and those things that we do, maybe things that we smoke, maybe the things that we drink, those are things that are, dare I say, rotten. They stink. They're harmful. They really affect the aroma that we're trying to cast when it comes to Christ and him crucified. Taking out the garbage may involve not just by throwing out those things that we don't need anymore spiritually, but also those things that are rotten and those things that are stinky, and we know what that might be in each of our lives. What about trash being those things that you just throw out because it's in the way? I mean, you keep stepping over it. It's not something that's useful. It's kind of creating a hindrance. And, you know, the Bible says over in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 1, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Sometimes it is about getting the old stuff out of the way, or getting things that clearly are in the way of our speaking, and in the way of our thinking, in the way of our doing, and taking those things and setting those aside. What do you think those things might be in your life? And then saying, I'm going to work to take out the trash. And then what about finally the idea that sometimes you just throw away things because it's untidy and that it's just filthy? And the Bible talks about that too over in James chapter 1 and verse number 21. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness in humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. The idea of trash day for physical things is usually a thing that is one day. But maybe spiritually, we need to decide is today a day that I'm going to throw out the things that are part of the old self, maybe making that list of what's trash, and then make a commitment today to throw those things out. And then maybe even making a commitment today to throw out the things that are rotten or stinking in your lives, because today can be trash day in that regard. Maybe there is still something spiritually that's just in the way, something that just you keep stepping over it, you keep tripping over it, and you know what that might be. Maybe you just throw that out and throw that out today. And maybe those things that, again, untidy, those things that are filthy, those things that are keeping you from living an uncluttered life, maybe today should be trash day. Not because it's Tuesday, because essentially you can make every day a day, whether you follow these categories, you make up your own, or you just look at the few or the many things that may be causing your life to be cluttered and filthy and stinky. And you say, I'm going to make today my spiritual trash day. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. And Father, we appreciate the life and the legacy of Imogene Sanders as she has been called from labor to reward. Please help both her immediate family as well as the spiritual family there in Tallahassee as they cope with that very shocking and sudden loss. Father, we're going to ask you to be with Deidre Kazulis today as she is having surgery there in Dearborn. The same thing for Tracy Olawinski, who is having surgery in Macomb. And please be with the Martin's young grandson, I believe his name is Van, as he continues to struggle with some of the physical and the health ailments that are dealing with him. Please be with Lachlan, the grandson, or I think it might be the great-grandson of Sharon McNeil, as he continues to have additional challenges put upon him. Please be with those that are still dealing with COVID. Please be with those that others that are dealing with bereavement and pain and sickness. And we've had various members, I know, at Gateway that have fallen recently. And Father, just help us to deal with the things that we need to deal with, knowing that each day has one singular goal, whether we're in the seat of our cars already, whether we've made it to the corner of our cubicles or offices, or whether we're still in our slippers. We want to give you the glory and honor, and knowing that whether ultimately we deem this day as a good day and a bad day or a bad day, please allow it so that we can know that you have been glorified in everything we thought, in everything we said, and in everything we did. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.